This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli. And the fax number is 866-419-3504. Regarding Lee, last name Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L, date of birth July 4th, 1939. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a consultation for Mrs. Powell, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels that were noticed in June of 2022. Mrs. Powell had fallen at that time and had some injuries of T11 and T12, probably compression fractures, she believes. She did not seek treatment immediately, but by the time she did seek treatment, it was too late to do any procedures to help the fractures. She did use a lot of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs at that time, and the creatinine level June 24th of 2022 was 1.3. 2 months later, it was rechecked August 31st of 2022, and it was back to normal of 0.9, GFR greater than 60. And then it was rechecked in September of 2023. Creatinine was 1.42. GFR was 36. That was prior to leaving for Texas, which is where she goes for the winter months. In Texas, labs were checked 11-9 of 23. Creatinine was 1.63. GFR 31. And then when she returned to Michigan, her creatinine was rechecked 5-21 of 24, and it was 1.61 with GFR 31. Her only main complaints are intermittent problems with nausea and vomiting, and that does occur after she takes her medications sometimes. So she attributes that to nausea from the medications. She has very dry skin, and also she's having some left flank pain intermittently, and that's been going on ever since she had the compression fractures in that area. And she wonders if that would be kidney-related. Currently, she denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no history of heart attacks, no congestive heart failure. Her cholesterol is always mildly elevated with very good HDL levels, so she does not require cholesterol medications, no diabetes history, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no history of kidney stones. She does have intermittent edema of the lower extremities, which comes and goes of unknown etiology, and does seem to resolve spontaneously. And she does have the chronic back pain that is intermittent. It seems to be spontaneously occurring and then spontaneously resolving. Past medical history is significant for hypertension over many years, insomnia, thoracic back pain, osteoporosis, mild hyperlipidemia with protective HDL, intermittent edema of the lower extremities, recurrent anemia, usually iron deficiency type, and it does improve with the use of oral iron, and suspected compression fractures T11 and 12 in June of 2022. Past surgical history, she had a total abdominal hysterectomy, bilateral salpingophrectomy, and bladder suspension done for surgery. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow, and she is retired. She's very active and does dancing for exercise regularly. Family history is significant for heart disease. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medication, diazide 7550, one daily. Norvasc, 10 milligram daily. Losartan, 100 milligram daily. Ambien, 10 milligram daily at bedtime. Iron, 65 milligram daily, recently restarted. after she noticed that she was anemic in May of this year. Tylenol, 500 milligrams, two tablets up to once a day as needed, and Voltaren topical gel. She'll apply that to the affected sore areas once a day as needed for pain. Physical exam, height 63 inches, weight 130 pounds, pulse 70, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 70. It's right there. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx clear with uvula midline. No carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen. She does have spine irregularities in the thoracic area, and that is close to the T11, T12 site. There, it feels to be bony malformation and deviation to the left, which is where the flank pain seems to be. And extremities, there's no edema. Pulses are 2+. She has brisk capillary refill, and sensation and motion are intact in her lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 24th, 2021, in addition to the creatinine levels, which were previously stated, sodium 135, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 25, calcium 9.7, albumin 4.3, liver enzymes are normal, GFR is 31, her hemoglobin was 10.4, that's up from 9.7 in November of 23. White count and platelets are normal as well as differential. And the most recent creatinine level, 1.61, was done 5/21 of 2024. Assessment and plan. She does have elevated creatinine levels. Currently, we can call this stage 3B chronic kidney disease, since three creatinine levels were elevated sequentially. And most recently, the 1.61 is a GFR of 31. She does have no symptoms associated with the elevated creatinine levels at this time. Also, hypertension, which is controlled with the three medications that she's currently taking. We are scheduling her for a STAT kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in ELMA. We're going to repeat all labs now, including urine, also checking protein to creatinine ratio and immunoglobulins, free light chains, iron studies, retic count, and parathyroid hormone, as well as anemia, all the anemia labs that we would normally check. And after labs are back, we will, and ultrasound, we will provide further advice. She will probably need to do labs while she's in Texas, and we will provide an order for that. We did schedule her for her follow-up visit when she returns to Michigan again, and that will be in May of 2025. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.